asking Doug today what his message was to you. He said he wants you to just be Nick.
Yeah.
How do you interpret that? What does that mean to you?
You know what? Last week, like we said, there's self-scout. You sort of go back. I mean, last month's been a whirlwind. And I think me is just going out there and playing and just staying in the zone and just trusting my instinct. I think that's the big thing is just, you know, I played this game a long time. And you just go out there and there's a reason, you know, been able to do what I've been able to do. And a big part of that is my teammates, my coaches. But, like, when I play my best and most comfortable, I just go out there and play. And I think that's the big message. And that's just being me on the playing field.
You've had some experience, success rather, throwing against cover three defenses. Is there a reason for that?
I think it just goes back to any time there's success in a game, it's where you're comfortable and you're going and you're in the rhythm, you're in the zone, and you're just seeing your progressions. You're able to – you have protection up front, and your guys are running crisp routes. So I think that's the big reason any time with, like, a cover three defense you have success. It all starts up front, and then it all starts with the route running, and then, once again – being myself and just playing ball.
You mentioned how, you know, let Nick be Nick now here in the playoffs. Those last couple of games, did you have some responsibility to be something less than that, just manage this team to get to this point?
No, I think the big thing is just you're going out there and you haven't played in a while and you're repping this offense and no specific reason. Even when I've played my best football, there's always some times where, I mean, those guys across from me do some good things. I mean, they're pros as well, and I haven't executed as well as I want to the last couple of weeks. But, you know, I go out there and play, and I think having this time to, you know, self-scout, go through practice and everything, it's just sort of you go out, you realize, like, hey, like, just go out there and play. And maybe I wasn't doing that as much those games. And it's just it's as simple as that. It's sometimes the hardest things are just the simple things. Like, basically get out of your own head and just go play the game you know how to play.
How have the practices and pads the last 2 weeks been different than maybe what you guys were doing in the previous few weeks?
I think just the thing, put it on pads, it feels a little different. But we still get a lot of great work in without pads when we just wear helmets. But I think the big thing is just throwing in pads. You know, the running backs running through the holes, everything's a little bit different. I think it's good. I think it's really good just to get that game feel.
The Eagles started out as an underdog. Does that affect you guys? Do you pay attention to it or motivation or anything?
I mean, you know, we hear about it, obviously, with the media getting asked questions. We do have family and friends that, you know, I don't really respond to texts or answer calls right now. I'm really focused in, you know. But I have heard, and that's one of the things where, like, we focus on what we focus on in this building, in that locker room, and that's playing for each other, obviously playing for the city, but just focusing on that. And we understand that, but it's not going to affect us. We're going to go out there with this edge that we have. We know what we can do. We believe in each other, and we're going to play for each other.
With Alshon and his specialty as far as catching those fantastic catches, for you as a quarterback, is that more of a trust thing to be able to make those throws more, or what will allow you to more consistently target him in those type of situations?
Honestly, those are the things where I just got to throw it. I do trust him. I've seen him play enough. I've watched film, and we both came in the league at the same time, and obviously he's been a tremendous player. So it's really just me giving him opportunities to make plays because he will make them. He's a super talented receiver, and that's on me to give him opportunities to do so.
What do you have to do to stay out of third and difficult against this team that's going to pack the box and try to limit your first and second?
I think the big thing is when we run the ball, obviously get, you know, yardage, run the ball well, and then completions. Obviously, you want big completion and everything, but, like, sometimes underneath stuff's great. Just play the game. Play with feel. Trust it. That's staying inside the chains because you stay inside the chains and you get down to, you know, second and short, second and medium, third and medium, third and short. It's a totally different ball game than it's, you know, third and long.
Deion Jones in the middle of their defense. It seems like he's really coming on.
Yeah, I mean, just their defense as a whole. I don't like specifically just talking about one player. I think their defense as a whole runs around extremely fast. They're very athletic. They rally to the ball. They're very specific in what they do. They just do it really well. And that's, you know, the teams that do that have had a lot of success in this league in the last, you know, 5-6 years.
You talked about doing some scouting last week, and then also Doug talked about seeing some things maybe that you're really comfortable with, and you said that as well. Have there been a little bit of tweaks and finding some things that you really are comfortable with?
I think if anything, it's just for me, just watching whether it was my previous film or whatever, just seeing where I was comfortable, what I was doing, what the situations of the game were. And there's something about that, going back and watching yourself at a time where you're really slinging it around and throwing it, even though it was just a few years ago, and you just get a feel of When am I playing at my best? What do I look like? Because when you practice, you give everything you have, but games are always different. The rhythm and timing of a play in practice is different in a game because, you know, everything's live. So getting to see that was really big. And then there's conceptually things that you see, but we already have everything built in, so we're running our offense. It's just maybe I saw a different way in how I was moving or throwing or, like, progressing that was good for me.
Getting out of your own head.
What was that?
In these past few weeks, not many shots downfield. Mm-hmm. Is that something you think you're going to need to do, especially if they crowd the box?
You're always, based on what's going on throughout the course of the game, what plays called, you're always, as a quarterback, wanting to be aggressive. You're wanting to get the ball downfield, and you want to complete the big play. Throughout my career, I've always loved, you know, hitting deep shots over the top. It's, you know, as a quarterback, I feel like it's one of your favorite throws when you can just let one rip, and, you know, then you have a 70-yard touchdown. It's the sweetest thing in the world, but you really have to play the game. You have to play with Phil. A lot of times those plays just come to you. You don't want to force it, because if you force it, usually it's not there. It's just one of those things where you just feel it, you're in rhythm, you see it, you let it rip. So, you know, we'll see how the game plays out. Every game's differently.
How do you view your success being contingent on getting Alshon involved and getting him catches? And why do you think your deficiency just hasn't been there over your since you kind of came in as a starter?
I think with Alshon, getting him involved is huge, just because, you know, he's a talented receiver. He can keep, you know, he can make big plays, and he's a huge threat against, you know, whatever defense we face. So anytime you can threaten the defense with a guy like that, that's huge. And that's where, you know, just continue to build that rhythm, build that relationship. It's been great these last few weeks.
Doug seemed pretty intense when we talked to him this morning. What's his demeanor been like this week?
Yeah, I mean, this is an awesome time. This is, you know, it's an intense time. A lot of, you know, but we're going to work like we work. We know what's on the line. We're aware of that. But at the same time, like, you can't put too much pressure on yourself, because the key is just to go out there and play. And that's Doug's message. Just be yourself. Like, do the little things. Make sure you're doing every little thing you can each and every day to put yourself in a position when we go play Saturday. Hey, you know, you did everything you could to put yourself right there in that moment to where, hey, you can go play the best football of your life.
As a follow-up to that, you've been asked so many times about your confidence, but mm-hmm. How do you feel this week? I'd say, given the fact that it's the playoffs, you know the moment this is, how do you feel overall?
Honestly, I feel great. I feel really, really good, confident. So far, it's been a great week of work, and I don't know. I can just say I feel good. I don't know. I don't want to expand anymore. I feel really good. Felt like great at practice. Thought we got a lot of great work in, and just staying in the moment. Like I said, staying in the moment is the biggest thing. You're going to always have criticism. You're always going to have that. I know that. And I think that the big thing is I feel good and I'm in the moment, and that's a great thing when you're an athlete or anyone. So still got a lot of work to do today that I'm excited about, and I'll go home, see my wife, see my daughter, see my dog, and go to sleep and do it all again.
You guys practiced last week. Were you still kind of, you know, able to hit the reset button there? Or was it like a specific thing?
Yeah, I mean, we had a great work week last week. The few days we were in here, we got a lot of work in. But, yeah, I was able to. We had a few days off. I was able to spend a lot of good time with my family. And that's a big thing. There is a reset button. There's a reflection, because there's been a lot going on. And then you get ready to go to work. And, you know, I'm so grateful to work with all these people in this building. And excited to go play with this team on Saturday.
As I kind of mentioned with the cover three, obviously, there's not a lot of design to try to fool you. It's just from their standpoint, mm-hmm. playing fast.
Yep.
In a lot of ways, does that make it more comfortable for you as a quarterback to know where guys are going to be?
You know exactly. You know what they're going to do. They can mix it up a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, you study it. The big thing with these games is go out there and play. I mean, you're going to have – what they're saying is, hey, we're going to show you what we're doing, but you're not going to be – that's their mentality. And as us, we're going to say, all right, we're going to go play, and we're going to be aggressive. We're going to go at you. I mean, this is football. And I think the big thing is we have to go out there, execute, and make plays. We have to stay in, you know, inside the chains, do all those little things, and when the big plays happen, we let them come to us. And there will be big plays. So a big thing against this defense is execution, because they are very good. They do fly around, and they do a very good job of what they do.
On the same route, they're used to seeing the same route concepts and things week in and week out. What's the challenge in coming up with different ways to attack a defense like that that's playing the same coverages every week?
Yeah, I mean, that's where you study film. You see what's been ran against them. And with defenses like this, I mean, it's always going through your progressions, because someone's going to be open. You can't cover everyone. And there's different ways routes are run. There's different ways you throw the ball. There's different decisions that quarterbacks can make. And that's the big thing. That's the difference every week. Because like you said, they've seen a lot of – I mean, we're in the playoffs now. They've seen a lot of concepts these last several years. They've run this defense. And it just comes down to execution, going through your reads, playing smart. And then, you know, when you step up in the pocket or get out of the pocket, whatever, make something happen.
In your eyes, from your perspective, what's a good performance look like? What's it going to take to have this kind of misconference next week?
A win. I don't care how we get the win. We're in the playoffs, and we got to get a win. And obviously, like, you want to go out there and play. I'm going to give it everything I have for these guys. I know they're going to give everything they have for me. And that's, you know, that's the beautiful thing about a team. It doesn't matter how pretty it is. You just want to get the W. And that's it. It doesn't matter how you get it. Just get the W and keep on going and play for each other, and that's how you do it. So that's my mentality.
You mentioned the importance of family time. I mean, is it an escape for you? How do you use that as a positive, besides just the fact that you like being around your family? But, I mean, how does it help you?
To me, the family is everything. Fortunate to play this game. But my family's going to be there throughout my life. They love me no matter what. No matter how I play, I go home. My wife loves me. My daughter has no clue what's going on. She just smiles and makes noises. And my dog loves me. So whenever I get that time is really special. But it also gives you the strength to go out there when things aren't going well and you keep fighting. Because, you know, hey, your family's right there watching. You love them. And it's not really a recess. It's my life. That's my life. My family is my life. I'm fortunate to get to go do this. But I want to give everything I have to this game because I know my family's there watching and supporting me. And that gives anyone strength in their life to go out there knowing that their family's right there. And for me, having a daughter, you know, that like it's unreal. Like, I go home every night and I see her. And it puts life in perspective, and I'm even getting emotional just talking about her now. And she's only, you know, almost 7 months old. Just wait till she gets older. But I want to go out there and play the best game of my life because my daughter's going to know she's alive. So.